K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, Kansas City Mo. Let's get into it, straight on into it. K-State men's, women's track and indoor track and field. Yeah, I said on the previous edition that I just recorded early this morning, it should be up now, whenever you listen to this, wherever you get your podcast. Hey, K-State track and men's field team wrapped up their doubleheader weekend in Manhattan, Kansas, the DeLaw Dodds Invitational, which, say the best for last, right? Men's 4x4 record set the school record for it. Eugene Omala, Kyle Gale, we've heard on this podcast a lot when it comes to track and field, whether it's indoor or outdoor. Jamie Omala, you got the Omala brothers, and freshman Tavon Underwood won the 4x4 with a time of 3:04.84. Previous time, beating the previous time, 3:09.89. All the way back in 1989. Holy cow, there's too many numbers there. Their time right now is currently number one in the conference right now, in the Big 12 conference, 3:04. That's what I'm talking about right there. And, of course, most recent here, you got to go back, I think, let's see, I think it was last month. Yeah, last month, Texas Tech Quirky Classic there, back on January 19th to the 20th, where the same team finished with a time of 3:06. So, woo-wee! That's definitely up there. That is definitely up there amongst the ranks, college ranks right there. That's huge for those guys right there. Congratulations, K-State men's relay indoor track and field, getting it done. Getting it done right there. That's big time right there. That right there. You have a couple of young guys, got a brother, got a pair of brothers, and of course you got a veteran in there in Kyle Gale as well. So my goodness, that's 3:04. That's being right there. That's being competitive with the big dogs in the nation right there. So congrats there on that right there. Let's go to some other things here. Devin Richardson, right? Let's see. Yeah, Devin Richardson and Sherry Eno there respectively. Let's see. Eno finished behind Texas Tech. Well, I'm not going to repeat that name. Who currently, let's go with Tempo Ishina, who currently leads, let's rock with it, who currently leads the NCAA in the, I want to say it's the high jump there as well. Richardson right now is in the top four when it comes to that as well. Tommy Hazen and Joseph Fien Wanju, respectively, men's and women's, respectively there. 3,000, Hazen set a PR with an 8:19 in that over the weekend. And Wanju, in her first ever attempt in the indoor 3,000, put down a 9-minute, 42-second race there for her as well. Cecilia Fisher finished third, 9:55. Katie Schwarzkopf, 10th behind Fisher with a 10-minute, 39 run there as well. Women's mile, Hannah Stewart, second at a 4:48. Sophomore Grace Meyer, sixth, 4:58. And then, of course, veteran senior Callahan Stewart, seventh, 5:05. Meyer and Stewart, they hit personal bests over the weekend as well. Matthew Hauser in the men's mile, also set a PR with a 4:11. That is booking right there for Hauser. So already in mid-season form, some of these individuals there on the track side there as well. That's good to see that as well. On the field side, Grace Thompson finished fourth in the shot put there. And they have Daisy Monte finished sixth, senior J.C. Schroeder seventh, and transfer sophomore, his first K-State meet, Nate Collier, put down a 52-1.25 in the shot put there, just outside the top 3 right there for him. So not too shabby for him as well. So across the board, not too bad right there as well. I'm going to go around who haven't said yet here. Madeline McCabe in the women's high jump, finished 6. Darian Clark, 200 meter, men's side, finished at a 21.3. Women's 800, led by Sydney Burton in 6th with a 2.11, followed by Aubrey Donev, 2.15. Jessica Caraway behind Donnelly, 8-9 respectively. Burton finished 6th, Donnelly 8th, Caraway 9th, Caraway 2.15. Alex Gutierrez in the men's 800 at a 1.53 there for him, solid, but that just sneaks into the top 10 for him. Solid work there for him. Let's see. Kyle Johnson. We already mentioned Matthew Hauser's PR. Kyle Johnson, 4.14, 7th there. And Devin Richardson, 2nd. Marcus Gelpie, 5th. Bryce Collins, 8th. That's coming in the recap of the men's high jump there. We already mentioned Josephine Wanju winning. We didn't even say that. Won the 3,000. Yeah, we did say that there. And Helen Gefeller, 10.50, 12th. In the women's 3,000 meter run, and Katie Kolak with an 11.31 there as well. Let's see. Women's 4x4A team finished 4th with a 3.43. Jordan Edwards, Twanisi Johnson, Soisha Ray, the stud, and Levon Albert there as well. The roundup coverage as well there. Next time, you will hear from the indoor K-State women's men's track and field team traveling to Fayetteville, Arkansas this weekend, Friday and Saturday, for the Tyson, for the famed Tyson Invitational going down at Randall Tyson Track this weekend. Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts, wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available whenever we do talk about K-State sports here. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate you for stopping by today. This will probably come out tomorrow. I am recording this just after, a little bit after lunchtime here on this Monday, the 5th of February. So this will come out tomorrow. But if it's your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate you for hopping on. If you're not subscribed already to this podcast, please do that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, our main channel, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts there. We are working on the bonus channel here currently. So with myself and Alex Aiden, co-host of the Pearl Project Podcast there as well. That's going to wrap things up on a solo indoor track field edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Shout out Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats!